away from COVID-19 but still talking health. A key approach of the HIV response in Nigeria is to focus on prevention to further reduce the infection rate. The HIV prevention drive in Akwa Ibom State is reflected through initiatives by the State Agency for the Control of AIDS, AKSACA, one of which is the heightened sensitization among adolescents and young people, AYP. Adolescents and young people are contributing largely to the HIV incidence in the state, as Akwa Ibom, with HIV prevalence rate of 5.6%, tops the charts in the South-South. This means that over 170,000 persons are living with the virus in the state. The project manager, AKSACA, Dr. Arthur Ibemi, in an interview with Inspiration FM's health correspondent Ima Dem, says for over 10 years, the HIV incidence amongst the youth population ages 10 to 24 was not declining. Dr. Ibemi said, as a result of this, it has become imperative to intensify awareness and prevention of the virus and have AYPs who are infected with the virus lead the campaign.
If they have hope and know that, look, irrespective of their condition, the disease condition, other people have lived as long as they can live. There might be cure for this with time. In fact, the improved drugs that were taken now give them better health outcomes. So they can be anything they want to be like. So they don't need to be hopeless. And that is what this training is, to empower the young adult. All the persons you see here were selected from their support group. So when they get this information, they are going to meet other members of the support group. And then step down this training. They are going to empower so many youths, and except we control the rate of prevention, it will be difficult for us to control HIV in the states.
Dr. Udrak Daniel, the South-South coordinator of NACA, said young people are being mentored to embrace a positive mindset and keep strong to push for HIV-free generation.
A lot of people carry fears, and they're not the only ones that carry these fears around. A lot of times, these kind of exercises opens their eyes to the fact that, yeah, they may be even self-stigmatizing. So it has sensitized them in that area. Listen, you are not the only one in this. Things are not as bad as you think. Live your life. Very important for this age. So as much as possible, we need to get them to understand that positive living is, you know, seeing things from your own lens and addressing it as an individual. It's very, very important if we not have an HIV-free generation.
A number of the youth spoke with our correspondents, sharing their thoughts on the initiative and expressing confidence that they can change the HIV/AIDS narrative in the state.
We learn every day, so I came here to learn more so I can impact on that.
We were able to interact, communicate, you get to know what is going on, and then you realize, okay, these are the fears, and that if you can identify your fears, you'll be able to attend to it.
Yes, I have had a lot today, and I'm quite sure it's going to bring difference, much difference to me, most especially in the part of adherence. I have learned that adhering to my medication will definitely help me.
What I have benefited from this workshop is that it has encouraged me the more to go out there, tell my fellow peers or my fellow adolescents there that are scared of taking their medication, encourage them, enlighten them with the knowledge I have already gotten from this workshop.
Our health correspondents report that the youth, who said tackling stigmatization was crucial, expressed excitement over the upcoming public hearing on the anti-stigma bill slated to hold on August 25, 2021 on the floor of the Akwa Ibom State House of Assembly.